This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin now tops 130,000, as nearly 5,000 new cases were reported over the weekend. 24 deaths were announced over the two-day period, bringing the statewide total to 1,377. Sunday's increases were smaller than Saturday's, as is typical. The death toll remains skewed toward older Wisconsin residents. 88% of the victims were age 60 or over. 17% of those who have died were Black, 11% Latino, both well above their percentages of Wisconsin's population. The ages of people getting sick skews towards younger Wisconsinites, with 56% of confirmed cases being people under 40 years of age. The rise in cases among younger people in recent weeks has likely been a factor in pushing the recovery rate for the coronavirus above 80%, compared to just over 70% 3 months ago. The recovery rate is according to a state system that lists people as recovered if there's documentation of resolved symptoms and release from public health isolation. Also, that there have been 30 days since symptom onset or diagnosis. But there are more reports nationally about some people listed as recovered still having health problems. Among the medical experts urging caution is Dr. Ben Weston, Director of Medical Services for the Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management.
We know, and we're still learning a lot about this virus and what sort of long-term effects it can have. We've seen a lot of folks who have chronic fatigue, who have chronic muscle aches, who continue months out to have loss of smell or taste. We've seen effects of the virus creating blood clots, the virus causing strokes, causing heart issues. So we're definitely still learning a lot about this, and I think that's one of the really concerning things about this virus.
Weston spoke Thursday afternoon before it was announced that President Donald Trump, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, and Waukesha State Representative Scott Allen all have tested positive for the coronavirus. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.